Nanny's Cow. Of all the cows, among the rest, were oon that Nanny licked the best, and ate her milkin', used to stan' a veedin' o'er wi' her han', wi' grass her high. And she knowed Nan, and in the evenin' used to come the vust a bettin' up roun' home, for she to come and milk her. Her back were holler as a bow, her legs were short, her body low, her head were small, her horns turned in avore her face, so sharp as a pin. Her eyes were full, her ears were thin, and she were red from head to tail, and didn't start nor kick the pile when Nan did zit to milk her. But losses zoo begun to fall upon her feather, that wi' all his toil, avowned wi' breakin' heart, that he must leave his groan, and part wi' all his beast, and hoss and cart. And what did touch and most to Zell, the red cow Nanny licked so well, and licked for she to milk her. Salt tears did run from Nanny's eyes, to hear her restless feather sighs. But as for I, she might be sure I oon for a sicker now she's poor, for I'd a love her more and more. And if I can but rise a cow and parrock, I'll fulfil my vow, and she shall come and milk her.